Glaucoma is a disease that damages your eye's optic nerve and can cause blindness. There are different causes, and though it's not completely curable, it is treatable. The key is in early detection. So therefore, I imagine it's also quite reassuring to know that one of the absolute best places you can go for treatment is the Swiss Eye Centre, based in Lausanne. They take referrals from all over Switzerland. They come with a full research and imaging centre and are the place to go for early testing. Dr. Eamon Sharkawi is an ophthalmologist and chief surgeon at the Swiss Eye Centre. I asked him to tell me a little about the Swiss Eye Centre and what they do.
So we are a group of doctors and specialist optometrists. So we really look at all the various eye conditions and diseases. So ranging from any systemic disease like diabetes, high blood pressure, etc. in the eye. But we also, the team is also dedicated to looking at and treating glaucoma, cataracts, and dry eye. And the reason we look at these three is because they're often related. So sometimes cataract and very early cataract can cause glaucoma, and that's something not very well known. Treatment of glaucoma, such as glaucoma drops, can often cause a lot of irritation in the eye and dry eye. So we have really the specialist, our kind of passion is looking at those three diseases, which often occur together. And we treat them with, lasers, modern surgeries. But we're also really a tertiary referral center. You'll find that other doctors into different cantons and even other hospitals will refer patients here to kind of for second opinions, difficult, complex surgeries, etc.
Are there any early warning signs that we should be looking out for? What should we be checking our eyes for? Is there anything that we can do at home?
Very good question. So unfortunately, with glaucoma, which is the principal disease that we're kind of treating, there are very, very few warning signs until the disease is very advanced. So the vast majority of glaucomas are slow, completely asymptomatic until the final stage where the patient feels, now I'm not really seeing very well. And this is why glaucoma is termed the sight thief, conjuring up this image of a burglar who silently and painlessly steals one's vision. That's probably why it's the number one cause of irreversible blindness worldwide. So you're looking at, in Europe and the States, probably 50% of the glaucoma patients who have this disease are walking around without knowing they have it. And in, say, the developing world, you're looking at up to 90%.
So if I can't do anything to look out for it at home, what do you look for when I go in to get an eye test?
Yeah, so very good. So that, this is really the key. Now, there's no kind of national screening for glaucoma. The recommendations are that anyone who's over an age of, say, 40 should get a screening test by a specialist. Now, of course, if you already have someone in the family who's got glaucoma, then maybe one should go a little bit early. And then what we would check for is for all, obviously screen for all the different common eye diseases. Again, anything like high blood pressure, diabetes, cataract, presbyopia, all these things one needs to check. But at the same time, we'd focus in to looking at the optic nerve. So glaucoma very slowly destroys the optic nerve, which connects the eye to the brain. So we'd scan the nerve, look at the nerve, look at the pressure. We'd give a visual feel test to a patient where we look at the sensitivity of their retina, peripherally and centrally, to see whether it's normal or whether it's starting to become reduced. And that's a very sensitive test that can pick up any abnormalities very early on.
I guess I have to ask for anyone that's talking about the sensitivity of my retina. Does it hurt? Is there any part of this that is painful?
No, we would look at how well it functions. So you would just be exposed to little spots of light, for instance, at different intensities and seeing when the patient can actually see the light. And with glaucoma, one needs a higher intensity of the light before they see it.
If you do have glaucoma, what happens next? Is it curable? Is it treatable?
So glaucoma is certainly treatable and also preventable. curable? Well, today I think we can get very close to cure in that nowadays patients can often get off their drops, if they're already on them, with different procedures such as laser or, you know, canal, microinvasive surgery. But we wouldn't say it was completely curable. You'd always probably need to be followed up. Now, glaucoma is a bunch of diseases. It's many diseases with different mechanisms. And we group them together because the final step is kind of attacking or destroying that optic nerve. And we've realized recently that if we can look at and identify the different underlying mechanisms, we can actually undo a lot of those and actually stop the disease process. Glaucomas are not all treated in the same way. Unfortunately, many glaucoma patients are still being treated as a kind of one-size-fits-all. But as you know, we progress in our understanding, we really are now unraveling and undoing the cause, and that can get us very near to a cure. And so patients' quality of life can really be improved in that they don't have drops, they have very good vision, they just need follow-up. In the past, they've had, you know, very red eyes, lots of drops, and this kind of, we can never treat you diagnosis. So there's really been a shift. But it's about making the correct diagnosis of the subtype of glaucoma and then kind of attacking that cause, if you like.
You've mentioned that it's the over 40s that should be coming in for a test. Are there any other factors that might make you more likely to have glaucoma?
So any patient who has a family history of glaucoma, anyone has myopia, so short-sightedness or long-sightedness, anyone has a cataract or visual disturbance, those are all things that should certainly alert you to getting a test. Also, people of Afro-Caribbean or Asian origin, those are generally what we recommend.
That's Dr. Ayman Sharkawi. You can book an appointment for early glaucoma screening with him or one of his colleagues at swisseyecentre.ch.